أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولو أن لكل نفس ظلمت ما في الأرض لافتدت به وأسروا الندامة لما رأوا العذاب وقضي بينهم بالقسط وهم لا يظلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in ayah number 54 of Surah Yunus, وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِكُلِّ نَفْسٍ ظَلَمَتْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ. And certainly, if every person who wronged himself or herself in this world, if that person possessed whatever is found on earth, in terms of treasures, in terms of wealth, in terms of possessions, if he had all of that with him on the day of Qiyamah, laftadat bih, he would have ransomed himself with it. Today we find in this world, sometimes a person finds himself in a very difficult situation, in a very difficult position, and he is prepared to pay any amount to ensure that he is released from the difficulty. Whatever he has, he's ready to pay it. He says, whatever amount it will cost me, I will pay it. He's even prepared sometimes to fall into debt and to incur losses as a result of that. Allah says, this person on the day of Qiyamah who wronged himself in this world, he will come before Allah. Allah says, if he had whatever he possessed of this world, if he had it with him, he would have given it as a bribery or to ransom himself and to release himself from what awaits him in Akhirah. Allah says, وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةِ. And on that day of Qiyamah, these people, they will conceal the remorse and the regret. The remorse and regret of living a life of heedlessness, they will conceal it within them. لَمَّا رَوْا الْعَذَابِ. When they will see the punishment of Allah, Allah says, وَقُضَيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah says, it will be decided. A decision will be taken against them based on justice, purely on justice. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. They will not be wronged and they will not be shown any oppression in the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that, behold, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Listen, whatever is in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. Ala, behold, إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. Certainly the promise of Allah is true. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us in the Akhirah, whether it is in the form of a reward that we will get for every deed that we perform, whether it is punishment which will be given or which will be exercised due to a sin that is committed, Allah says every promise of Allah is haqqun, is true, it is truth, and it will materialize. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of the people do not know. هُوَ يُحْيِي. Allah is the one who gives life. وَيُمِيتُ. Allah is the one who gives death. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And to Allah alone shall you all be returned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to a different subject in the next ayah. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. O mankind. After Allah spoke of the polytheist, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the request that they made, that they want to witness Allah's punishment in this world, and they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make dua to Allah to bring down the punishment upon them. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them of akhirah, Allah warned them of adab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now informs the entire mankind of a means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with in this world in order to secure our salvation in the akhirah. What is that? Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. O mankind, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِبَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Certainly a maw'ibah, a piece of advice. A maw'ibah. Maw'ibah is that advice which softens the heart. Maw'ibah, every such advice which softens the heart, which creates softness within the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a maw'ibah has come to you from your Rabb. That is in the form of the Qur'an. One of the names and the titles of the Qur'an is maw'ibah. So the first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the first benefit of this Quran is that it provides advice for the heart, such advice for the heart that creates softness within the heart, in other words, which makes the heart receptive, which makes the heart receptive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Quran as maw'idhatum min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. A second quality and characteristic of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is a shifa. It is a means of curing all that which rests and lies within your hearts, referring to the spiritual maladies of the heart. Every heart suffers from imperfections and certain weaknesses, whether it is jealousy, whether it is pride, whether it is love for dunya, whatever malady that certainly, definitely exists, certain sicknesses, weaknesses and maladies in the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the second characteristic of this Quran is that it is a shifa. A shifa, shifa refers to everything which removes an ailment. Mufassirin and scholars explain that the Quran is not a shifa only for our spiritual maladies, but it is also shifa for our physical ailments. And this has been proven from many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wahuda, a third characteristic of the Quran, Allah says, hudan, a means of guidance. It is here as a source of guidance, not only spiritual guidance that will guide you towards Allah and that will guide you towards Akhirah, but also a worldly guidance that provides guidance for you in your worldly affairs. Wa rahma, and the fourth characteristic of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is a source of great mercy, lil mu'mineen, a source of rahma for all those who have brought iman. So four qualities of the Quran, or four titles given to the Quran, Allah says, maw'iba, a source of advice which softens the heart, shifa'un lima fi sudur, a means of curing your spiritual ailments and illnesses, a means of guidance, hudan, a source of guidance, wa rahma, and a source of great mercy from Allah. Qul, tell them, O Muhammad, bifadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi fa bidhalika falyafrahu. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that they should rejoice, that they should rejoice whenever they experience the grace of Allah and His rahmah. This is something. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the Quran as something over which we should be happy and we should rejoice. Every achievement that's attributed to the Quran, or every Quranic achievement, must be is something of great success. It is a real achievement. Allah says this is when true joy and true happiness must be expressed. Any achievement related to the Quran is what calls for celebration. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it took him approximately 8 years. 8 years, Umar, the great Umar, 8 years to memorize Suratul Baqarah. Suratul Baqarah. About 3.5 juz. It took him 8 years to memorize this. Of course, they memorized it differently. It wasn't just parrot fashion memorization. They would memorize an ayah and never move on to the next ayah until they have fully understood it. They have understood its meaning. They have started making amal and practice upon it. Then they would move on to the next ayah. And upon the memorization of Surah Al-Baqarah, he had a huge feast, a huge celebration. Why? Because it was an achievement related to the Quran. So Allah, so when your child comes home and your child has memorized something or learned something related to the Quran, reward that child. Express happiness, express joy. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ability to study the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ability to read the Quran, these are occasions that demand from us great, great celebration and expression of joy. Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Allah says, tell them, bifadlillah, that the grace of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with in the form of the Quran, and thus rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. That is what they should be happy about. That is what they should rejoice about. Huwa khair. Allah says the Quran is far, far more better mimma yajma'un than all that which they accumulate. Today, normally we find generally that there is much celebration when it comes to worldly achievement. And we're not saying that there shouldn't be celebration. Of course, celebration within the parameters of Sharia. We're not saying that there should not be an expression of joy, or there should not be an occasion that demands happiness. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that huwa the Qur'an, and every achievement related to the Qur'an is far, far, far more better than every worldly achievement. And that is why it demands a greater expression of happiness and joy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.